Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunty, today it's November the 3rd, and we're going to be discussing the upcoming astrological planetary alignments for November the 8th, which is Venus entering Libra. And we're also going to be touching on the new moon in Scorpio, which will be taking place on November 13th. Today, I'm going to be providing themes, rituals, and crystals. So we're going to hear a brief music transition, and I'll see you very shortly. Hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode, sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it's truly a part of our ascension. Now today, my lovely human beings, it is November the 3rd, and we have the Sun in Scorpio opposite Jupiter in Taurus, alongside Venus in Virgo, opposite Neptune in Pisces. So if you felt today that you just didn't have the energy to do shit, that's fine. Absolutely normal with this energy. You may be, you know, not motivated to do too much. Just take a nice little time to relax, right? Recharge that energy up. Now, with Venus in Virgo, opposite Neptune in Pisces, again, just draining out the batteries, right? And you may be also at this point working on new boundaries, placing new boundaries, or strengthening prior existing ones. Now, just a little reminder before we jump into today's episode. Tomorrow is November the 4th, and we do have the moon entering Leo. So the energy is really going to be around creativity and really working with that. So the energy is limitless, right? You can place this energy into tons of things and come up with the coolest shit. The options are absolutely up to you, where you would like to place this creativity and, you know, expand it. Now, we do have a favorable major transit going on tomorrow as well, which is going to be Saturn going direct in Pisces. Now, what that means is Saturn retrogrades come to an end. And with Pisces here, it's like, look at it this way. You know how you go on a nice little hike and then you like lose cell service, right? And you're like, damn, I'm not getting nothing out here, no service. This is basically like what was going on with the intuition. It was kind of very restricted, very closed off, and it's like you're coming off of the nature walk now and you're getting the dial up back, right? It's like AOL, you're dialing up, baby. You're coming back onto the spiritual intuition and you're like, oh, okay. And there's going to be stuff that will be coming up that you might want to have a spiritual yard sale with, and that's completely fine. Whatever is no longer resonating with you, whatever case that may be, you know, feel more than free to disconnect yourself from that and proceed on with your journey. Something is weighing you down, you know, let off one of the sandbags so you could float up a little higher, all right? Now, we also do have Mercury in Scorpio opposite Uranus in Taurus. And, you know, there's going to be this energy focusing around, you know, rest. And there may be some things where your mental energy is being used up a lot, to where you're like, oh my, it's, here's a little bit of my mind over here, a little bit of here. The energy is kind of scattered in a mental space, right? So it's like there's too many things to focus on and you might just need to wind down and maybe look at the root core of whatever the issue may be going on to find some type of resolution. All right, now we're going to be jumping into Venus entering Libra on November the 8th. Now, during this lineup, the theme will be around relationships. So there will be a theme making you able to smooth out and iron out some things in the relationship to come to solution, resolution, or just to move on. Now, this will be aiding also in more healthier connections, whatever the case may be. With Libra here, you know, Libra does allow us to make some adjustments and to teach us balance and how things are changing from one point to the next. And with Venus, this connects us to the internal. So we're kind of doing some reflection here with our values, with romance and self-worth. And during this time, this is a really beautiful time to enter into this energy with an open heart, an open mind, with self-care, self-appreciation, unity, balance, creativity, and love and connection. Again, tons of love is really going to be here, and commitment and connections, they could become more deeper, worked on, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But if things need balance within a relationship, it's you can find it or set it free and let it be type of deal. That's the energy that's coming in, right? Also, during this time, be very mindful of the energy, because we are very open with our hearts and our love. This energy could kind of set one up to be taken advantage of. So be mindful, you know, overgiving and, you know, things of that nature. Make sure you're also staying balanced within that energy. Now, if you are not in a relationship, no mother loving worries, okay? This is also a wonderful time to treat yourself, to appreciate yourself, to love on yourself, and really appreciate where you are on this journey, because, you know, growth is a beautiful thing. It is not an easy thing, but it is beautiful, the process of, you know, coming to a different perception or opening up the conscious more and perceiving things in a different, like, lens. Again, there will be tons of creativity here, so you might even want to, you know, revamp the house, change it up, do a little switcheroo, move some things around, or you may want to try out a new style, or, you know, whatever the case, a hairstyle, a dress style, whatever the case may be, the options, again, are endless. Now, again, themes here are going to be based around love, commitment, finding love, reconnection, solution, resolution, balance, consideration, beauty, self-love, and appreciation. Now, I do want to recommend some rituals and crystals before we go. So, with Venus in Libra, this is a beautiful energy to, again, redecorate, reorganize, declutter. So you may want to get into some of these things to incorporate, to also welcome in that free-flowing energy. Light a candle for harmonization while you're doing this, or whatever the case may be, whatever you feel that your intuition is telling you to do. Now, two crystals I would like to recommend are going to be opal. This is really good. A great crystal to harness in the Venus energy to really soak all of that in. And the last stone I'm going to recommend is Moonstone, you know, for confidence and self-expression as well during this time. Now, we're going to do a little transition, and I'm going to see you in the next segment to discuss the new moon in Scorpio. Thank you. All right, my lovely human beings, this brings us to our last segment of the episode where we're going to touch on the new moon in Scorpio taking place November the 13th. Now, this energy can be a little bit heavy on the shoulders, okay, because this is a conjunction where Scorpio's ruling planet Mars is also here. And it's so much like this energy where it's like tons of transformation will be present with this energy, but it's like there's things that will be opening up with exploration and doing some inner work with shadow work and, you know, some fears and things like that. And it's really going to be working with the intuition because it's really going to be amplified. So remember, there will be breakthroughs, there will be discoveries, and this is really going to push you out of your comfort zone, which can be very heavy, especially with all these new discoveries and things like that. So make sure you're being very easy, going at a slow pace. And you know, how can I say this? Not only that, but this will provide like tons of growth, tons of healing, big amounts of knowledge, growth within. And not only that, it's going to be giving off this ripple effect where you're going to be going through these processes of self-discovery and healing and doing inner work. And this is actually by you doing this, and you're thinking like, oh, I'm just doing this for myself, you know, but there will be other people that will be observing this transformation and these discoveries and this knowledge that you carry that's really going to be sparking and kind of planting seeds in others, where this is going to be giving a ripple effect of healing, which will, you know, inspire other people to do the same. Now, this is going to be, again, a time for facing fears, overcoming the detours and the roadblocks, and doing tons of inner transformation. So make sure you're easy on yourself and staying balanced. Now, again, ritual-wise, this is going to be another spiritual yard sale, letting go of things that no longer resonate with you. Set your intentions, and what does the forward movement look like? You may want to journal these things along with thoughts or feelings or any intentions that may be coming up during this transit. And really doing any like cleansing, getting rid of stagnant energy from the space, the self. You may even want to do a smoke clearing with your choice of, you know, sage or Palo Santo, frankincense, dragon's blood, whatever your preference may be. And really give that a deep spiritual cleansing and clearing, you know. Let that, you know, absorb any toxic stagnant energy, remove it, and then you'll have this free open energy to flow around with, right? Now, also, you may even want to take a spiritual bath to do a spiritual refresh, just to open up the energies. Pink Himalayan salt is really good for this. Now, some crystals I would like to recommend before we close out this episode are going to be obsidian, to really give yourself the empowerment during this time with tons of energy protection, aquamarine for calmness, clear quartz for restoring the energy, and the last one I'm going to recommend is selenite, one of my favorites. Mother, this is like the mother crystal of all crystals. She charges, you know, the crystals. All right, it's basically, they call this certain crystal, selenite, the mother of all stones, because it's known to charge up, cleanse, and clear, as well as with the physical, right? Now, selenite, we're going to use that to bring balance and peace, because this energy will be a little rough. So, you know, make sure you're staying grounded, and if you can, get out into nature, get recharged, get, you know, going into the forest, man, has a great effect on the mind, the body, and the soul. So on that note, I hope you all have a beautiful weekend. Remember, stay safe, stay sane, be kind, rewind, and I'll see your mother-loving ass next time, which will be on a Tuesday.